With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A U.S. official says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate, that as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis.
Any relief should be phased, conditional, and reversible. And I know Mr. Trump fully appreciates that. He's the chief of tariffs, and he's got the attention of the Chinese and the Indians, which are the two major buyers of Russian energy, which, of course, is keeping the Russian economy going.
McGinnis, a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network, says the talks must also keep Ukraine at the center of all discussions. Three Republican-led states are deploying hundreds of members of their own National Guard to Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Governors in West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina announced they're sending troops from their states to assist the Trump administration's takeover of the District of Columbia's police department. As many as 750 additional National Guard members will join their counterparts in Washington. Last week, President Trump activated the D.C. National Guard to aid local law enforcement in what the White House calls an effort to crack down on crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
She is once again a Category 4 hurricane. Erin, blasting parts of the Caribbean, forecast now to create dangerous surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast later in the week. Forecasts say the storm bringing rough conditions to the Bahamas through Monday. This is SRN News. Well, marriage, still an aspiration for an awful lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man going to jail for 10 years after he fired a weapon outside a New York synagogue. Mufad Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of the Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and then trying to tear down an Israeli flag. Officials say no one was injured in that incident. This is SRN News. Well, the top accessory this year at the Little League World Series, how about a bat that looks like your sour gummy worms? Here's Ron Taylor.
It's not an ice cream cone. It's not an Italian rainbow cookie. It's the baseball bat being used at the Little League World Series. Easton's 2026 Hype Fire USA bat with the neon green grip and pink and neon yellow barrel is hard to miss at the plate, and the players love them. They get the bat when they first arrive at the Little League compound in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Manager Michael Shaw says he left it up to the players which bats they wanted to use. He says, in his words, you know, a great color for 12-year-old kids. Sour gummy worms. Ron Taylor reporting.
May come as a surprise to many, but doctors say it is a positive development. Many Americans now say alcohol intake is down. A new Gallup poll finds just 54% of adults say they drink occasionally. More details at srnnews.com.